Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
This is a Sports Psychology Hour with Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
I cannot express the gratitude what my son came and visited you.
Dr. Jacobs has been in practice for 43 years as a sports psychologist.
I have seen a change in youth sports in the last 10, 15 years. I've talked about it a lot on this show.
The Sports Psychology Hour, the best advice on the radio each and every week.
Failure and losing and screwing up is something that happens in life. It happens in sports. And I think we have to teach kids how to do that more effectively.
This is where sports talk gets real.
That word, playing, it's gone from our society in a lot of ways with kids.
And now, here's your host, rated as one of the best therapists in Kansas City by OnlineTherapy.com, Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
Good morning, everybody. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Welcome to our show here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. talking about the mental side of sports. As you know, I've been here for 33 years on the radio here in Kansas City. Our shows are podcasted everywhere. I'm in my 43rd year of work as a sports psychologist, one of the first trained sports psychologists in the country. And I love doing this show with you each and every Sunday morning because we talk about the mental side of sports. And, you know, so many things go on every week when it comes to psychology, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to mindsets and sports, and well, in life for that matter, but specifically in sports, since this is a sports station, we apply all this to the world of sports. And if you've listened to the show before, you know one of my passions is youth sports and having kids have fun, play sports, enjoy it, enjoy the experience, learn and grow from it about themselves as people and about relationships. We talk a lot on this show about coaches and how coaches coach. And I've had dozens and dozens of coaches on here as guests. Many call in. And I've confronted a lot of people who I think don't do it the right way. One of my concerns as a sports psychologist is youth sports. And when I say concerns, here's why. According to some data from the Sports and Fitness Industry Association, only 40% of boys and 35% of girls were involved in youth sports in 2023. The Aspen Institute adds that high school participation has gone down as well. And it's fallen for the first time ever on record, and it's at its lowest point since the year 2007. Here's my take on that, and I'd love to get your opinions as we talk about this today. I had a young man in my office this past week who's 9 years old, and he's all stressed out about sports. He's stressed out about not winning, about not playing well. He's a soccer player, not scoring enough goals. He's stressed out about how the coaches feel about him, how his teammates feel about him. He's got wonderful parents, thank goodness, which is why they brought him in, because they're concerned about how he's dealing with this. And it's not that he's got bad coaches from the way it was described, but their emphasis is so much on winning at nine. Okay, so let me ask you, do we need to put a lot of emphasis on winning at the age of nine and eight? Shouldn't it be more about just playing, having fun, enjoying the experience, being out there? You know, sports is a multi-billion dollar business. Youth sports is. It's exploded now with all the things going on. Tournaments. Social media has blown up, you know, youth sports. We had the young man named Baby Gronk. We talked about him a few months ago. Whose dad is promoting him as the next, you know, Rob Gronkowski, and he's just a little kid. There's always going to be that going on. But shouldn't youth sports be about just going out and playing, learning skills, learning how to do things, but the emphasis on winning and on coming in first and beating everybody, should that be emphasized to the point it is right now? So I'd like to hear from you. I'll open up our phone lines early today. Our phone number is 913-3810-810. I'd love to hear from you if you're a coach and you coach kids. Do you feel we put too much pressure on kids at young ages? And I mean young ages like 7, 8, 9, and 10. To win. To beat people. To beat the other team. Is that emphasis too strong? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you think it's good. Maybe you think it's great to teach kids to do this at that age. I'm open to hearing your thoughts either way on this. But I just read you the stats. Only 40% of boys and 35% of girls are involved in youth sports in 2023. High school participation has fallen for the first time ever. It's at its lowest point since 2007. Why is that? I think because kids get burnt. By the time they get to high school, they're burned out by it. You know, they start playing soccer at 5. By the time they're 14, 15 years of age, if they're not really excelling at it, it's not fun anymore. It's a grind. Now, I'm going to be 70 years old this year, so I'm old. I'm willing to admit that. When I grew up in the 60s into the 70s, this stuff wasn't going on like this. I mean, I remember my next door neighbor, Greg, played some baseball at sixth grade, 3-2 baseball at the sixth grade. That was sixth grade. Just got into it then. Okay, sixth grade, you're, what are you, 12. But when we were in third grade, fourth grade, this stuff wasn't going on. And sports is still fun for me at age 69. I love it. I'm going to go play golf today. I love going out and just competing. But I'm seeing more and more younger kids, parents calling my office and bringing their kids in because they're worried about the stress they're feeling at 8, 9, and 10 years of age. And it concerns me. Why should kids at 8, 9, and 10 be stressed out about their sports performance? There's enough stuff in life to get stressed out about as you get older. But starting at 8, 9, and 10, I don't think it's healthy. All right, I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I'm here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8. And I'd love to get your thoughts on this. You know, I know there are people that listen to this show all over the place. I get calls all the time throughout the week about the topics we bring up on here. I'd love to hear from you. Our phone number here is 913-3810-810. Calling from anywhere. I know people listen online at 810WHP.com. Had calls a few weeks ago from three people from Chicago. So I'd like to get your thoughts. If you're a parent, are you concerned about getting your kids involved in competitive sports at a young age? Maybe you think it's a healthy thing. Maybe you enjoy it. Maybe you think it's good for them. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. If you're a coach and you coach kids, you coach high school. If you're a high school coach, are you seeing a lot of kids now that sort of burned out and the fun's gone? Aren't you sports supposed to be fun? Aren't they supposed to be enjoyable? Not stressful? I mean, this one young man I've been seeing for a while, he's 10. He's having trouble going to sleep because he's worried about what his soccer coach is going to say to him at practice when he screws up. He's 10. He's worried about a soccer coach where he goes three times a week. Three times a week to practice at age 10. And he's having trouble sleeping because he's concerned about his coach getting mad at him for making some bad plays defensively. Is that good? No. I think, you know, money has ruined youth sports. Money's ruined it because there are always people out there to make a buck. There are always people out there who want to take advantage of it. And you know, that's fine. You want to make money doing things? I make money seeing people. But have we put kids in a position now where the pressure on them to win, to beat other kids at 8, 9, and 10, I think it's unhealthy. I mean, you know, when should winning and losing become important? I don't think it should matter till they're about 12 or 13. Maybe you disagree with me on that. That's fine. I'd love to hear from you if you do. I don't think it should matter at age 10 if you win or lose the game. I think it should matter more. Hey, did you have fun today? Did you enjoy being out there kicking the ball or hitting the ball or shooting the ball? What did you learn about yourself? Did you get better? Or maybe you had trouble. Well, let's talk about what you didn't do good and let's try to work on it, get you better next time. But not get angry because you struck out or missed a shot. All right, our phone number is 913-3810-810. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from if you're a parent. I know there are parents out there right now taking their kids to practice, taking their kids to games, because there are practices and games going on right now at 7:15 in the morning on Sunday. They're taking their 8-year-olds to a soccer game right now. I know when my kids, who are now in their early 30s, were growing up on Mother's Day, and I remember this very vividly, they were both on soccer teams. Now, they were 12 and 13 at the time, but we played in a tournament up in Topeka, which is an hour away, and we had to be there at 6 in the morning. And I was married at the time. My ex-wife was not happy about it. She goes, it's Mother's Day. Why do we have to be here on Mother's Day? And, you know, so to be nice to all the moms, they handed out roses to all the moms that day. Great. You know, sports has no limit. Doesn't matter what day of the year it is. There's a game. There's a competition. And for youth sports, it happens all the time, too. It's not just professional or collegiate or high school. It's at the youth sport level. Now, no one's called in yet, so I'm going to get Covell to jump in here. He's got some young kids that he's raising. My producer, let me see his thoughts. We're getting some calls now. We'll go to the phone here first before Covell jumps in. But I want to get your thoughts. Are we putting too much pressure on kids at young ages to play sports and to win and get better instead of have fun? I just read the stat. High school sports participation has fallen for the first time ever on record. It's at its lowest point to 2007. Only 40% of boys and 35% of girls are involved in youth sports in 2023, according to the Sports and Fitness Industry Association. Why is this? I think it's because the fun has gone out of it. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Will. Will, good morning, Dr. Jacobs. How you doing?
Good morning, Doctor. I love your show. I've been here and on my way to work every Sunday.
Well, thank you. You're not on your way to a sport practice with your 8-year-old.
I'm not. I work at a church.
Okay, let me get your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about the over-specialization and the fun that you lose with that. I taught with a gym teacher in Washington, D.C., who talked about she felt like the prevalence of concussions now is that kids are over-specializing and doing all these drills so young in particular sports, and they were losing some of the natural awareness. And she didn't think it was just that they're getting diagnosed more. I thought that was really interesting. And I look at a player like Mahomes, who has played all these sports and has such a wherewithal, and it's such a game within a game in so many ways. My kids are one's in lacrosse, one's in gymnastics. They love it, but they've had to specialize, and we talk about the money. the industry aspect of it. You know, you talked about the Mother's Day meet early on. It's like same thing for us. Like you have to be out there all the time on the one sport, and the sport is trying to generate money to some extent. Not that they don't care about the kids, but there's such a push for a 10-year-old in gymnastics to act like an Olympic athlete in gymnastics.
How old are your daughters, Will?
10-year-old for gymnastics, 13 for lacrosse. All right. They both went into it loving their sports, and I worry sometimes they're both a little burnt out.
All right. What age did they start?
The 10-year-old started gymnastics when she was 6. And lacrosse, the 13-year-old, I think she probably started when she was about 9.
All right. Are they still having fun with it?
I think they're having fun with it, but it's you talked about the grind. I think they're lacking balance because the pressure to pursue it and be good at it. I can only come from my own situation, but when I was a kid, I played a whole lot of sports, and you talk about it being fun. It was fun. There's more pickup ball. There's more sort of sandlot style, stuff going on for kids. And now we're putting them in these highly structured practices.
Well, yeah, let me comment on something because you just hit on something. See, I talked about this a lot. When's the last time you drove by a park or a grade school? I saw a group of kids out there just playing without being at a
Bingo,
practice.
Bingo, never.
You don't?
Never.
And why is that? Because everybody's got to be at a practice. And see, that's why, to me, the whole idea of play has gone out the window.
Yeah.
Your daughters aren't playing anymore. They're practicing.
Right. Bingo, yeah.
The unhealthy part about that is they're being told what to do all the time. If kids go out. Now, granted, there are safety issues today that are very prominent, and I get that. But if a group of kids go up to the grade school to play soccer, baseball, basketball, softball, whatever, football, just a group of them without parents around, they're gonna design what to do and have fun with it. But when a parent comes in, what happens, Will?
Yeah, it becomes structured and about doing the right thing and their roles of the game. Kids don't get to leverage all that and learn from each other.
Right, and that's my concern. That's why I'm bringing this up. So it's up to you as a parent to decide. Like you said, you worry about your daughters. Have you ever sat down and talked with them and asked them, you know, girls, do you have fun at lacrosse? Do you have fun at gym? Do you ever ask them that?
No, I haven't had a direct conversation. I'd want to be ready to, you know, support them with their answer. So,
well, I'd ask them. I'd say, listen, girls, we're going to sit down. Let's talk about, you know, what you're doing with lacrosse and gymnastics. Yeah, are you having fun? What do you think they're going to say right now? What do you think they'll tell you?
Yeah, they'll say, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Not, yeah, I love it. There's going to be a hesitancy. So then you need to sit down and decide, well, you know what? Maybe we're going to take a break from this. Maybe we're going to, you know, do they go to practice every day? Do they not miss practice? I'm sure you take them all the time.
Yeah, they're pretty routine. They don't miss it. And they get pulled out of school for it. You know, you talked about missing Mother's Day, but that too, it's like, okay, fifth grade gymnast, skilled, doing well, progressing well, but are we talking about truly elite? No, it can't be with all the kids you see at one of these meets. Like, they're not actually elite, but they're getting pulled from school routinely to go to meets on Fridays.
Right. No, I know. I work with the worker with several gymnasts. I see it. So so I think it's up to you as a parent, Will. Okay. I'm not saying it's wrong to be doing these things. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But if your daughters are not having fun with it and they're getting burnt out, that's where you have to decide as a parent, or you and your wife have to sit down with them and talk about it. Well, maybe we need to take a break once in a while. Now, coaches are going to sit there and, you know, blast me for saying that. But you know what? I think taking a break once in a while is good because it I had a basketball player. It's been like about 4 years ago. I worked with this young lady. She is in high school. And I'll share this story. She had seen me for a while. Wonderful young lady. I'd worked with her for a variety of things. She's going into her senior year, and it was the summer before her senior year. And we were talking at late July, and she said, Dr. Jacobs, I'm just not having fun anymore. And I said, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you took a break? And she stopped for a second, thought. She goes, it's been 2 years. 2 years nonstop of playing basketball.
Wow, yeah.
Because as soon as high school practice starts in August, unorganized but demanding, they play into March. Then March, it's club. And club goes until the end of July. And then boom. And so I told her, I said, you need to take a break. So we sat down with her parents the next week and decided she was going to take a break for 6 weeks and not touch a basketball. That was the time frame we came up with, because it was early August, late July, and high school practice really wasn't organized until October. I said, don't touch a basketball. Maybe shoot some free throws on the driveway, but don't do anything with it. Her high school coach called me up and cussed me out when he found out.
Oh, man.
Cussed me out. I called the athletic director of that school and told him, and that guy was reamed for that. Cussed me out because she's the best player on the team. You know what? She was going to quit. She ended up coming back, and everything was fine, and she was ready to go because she needed a break. Okay, I think we put so much pressure on these kids now. So I think as a parent, this comes down to you deciding with your daughters, maybe they need a break once in a while.
That's good, yeah. I do want to say their coaches really are great. I mean, the story you talked about, the kid being so upset, that's really sad.
Yeah, well, you've got great coaches.
They're listening or whatever. Yeah, they're people that care about them, but I feel like talking about the money and the industry, I was remembering when my 10-year-old got into gymnastics, it was after COVID. I'm kind of foggy on exactly when this happened, but she was kind of behind because of COVID a little bit, where kids were at, and she wasn't in it, and she was picking up all this stuff on the playground at school from a friend that was in gymnastics. And it was just such a natural way of enjoying and trying things. So I feel like there could be more of that kind of love of it.
Well, talk with your daughters, Will. See what they say. They may be having a great time, but maybe they're not. You never know. Listen, thanks for your call today. I appreciate it.
Great show.
Thanks for listening. All right, let's go next to John. John, good morning, Dr. Jacobs. How you doing?
Hey, Doctor. Number one, I really appreciate what you do for the area and the context and what you deliver.
Thank you.
I think it's something that needs to be talked about. And there's a couple aspects, though. I saw a similar study about the reduction of participation in high school sports. I think the first part, a lot of colleges, so if you look at kids that are wanting to play at higher levels, they stop playing high school sports because there's a lot less of recruitment from those sports, with the exception of football. The other two are really predicated in this area to reduction of teachers. And then, unfortunately, with the reduction of teachers, they're also losing coaches at a rapid rate. And those are studies that were done post-COVID, post-2022. So I just want to get your take on that. I know I raised two boys, one that played at a collegiate level. He started soccer at the age of three. And until he graduated, you know, this May, he's never once complained about the pressures, and that's practicing every day. And so there's always two sides to it.
Well, and that's great. That's great. But then you've got all these kids that aren't. That's the problem. And your son probably was in healthy environments with healthy coaches, I'm guessing. And as parents, you probably handled this the right way. And I don't have a problem with kids, you know, starting to play stuff, but when these tournaments and games and at 4 and 5, I think that's ridiculous. That's just my opinion.
No, I mean, it's very, very valid. I mean, when you start sacrificing as a family a lot of vacations, and your vacations are these, you know, stay-away tournaments, it's a commitment, and it's not for everybody. But I do know that, to your point, you brought this up several weeks ago, I think it's important for kids to play all sports. I think it's never a good idea until they're about 13 or 14 to start, I use the term pigeonholing, but really focusing on one sport. I think they should do everything, be involved in every sort of, you know, social activities, music, you know, any kind of theater. But once they hit 13 and 14, I think that's probably the correct age. If you've got a child that's excelling at a sport, for them to start focusing towards that one sport.
I agree with you 100%. And to validate that, listen to interviews with Alex Morgan or Roger Federer. Both of them played all kinds of sports. So they're about 13, 14. And that's when she got into soccer pretty much full time. He got into tennis full time. And there you go. And they're two of the greatest to ever play their specific sports.
Icons. You're absolutely right.
Well, thank you for your call, John. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Doctor. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right, that frees up our lines here at 913-3810-810. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Here's the topic today. Are we getting kids involved in youth sports at such young ages that the fun has gone out of it by the time they're 10 and 11? Kids are being burned out and quitting. High school sports participation is at its lowest level since 2007. We're seeing youth sports participation lower now because I think of the pressures to win, to be so good. And I want to get someone to call up and tell me, what's the difference between winning and having fun at age 9? Our phone number is 913-3810-810. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. We're on Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Good morning, everybody. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB. My shows are all podcasted everywhere. Go to my website, winnersunlimited.com. I've got about 10 years of podcasts there. They're on all the major podcast apps as well. I get feedback from people all over the place who listen to them and get comments about the topics we bring up. And I'd love to hear from you. You can always reach me at my website, which is drj@winnersunlimited.com, or you can always give me a call at my office, which is 816-561-5556. I'm talking today, are we ruining youth sports for kids? Are we, you know, I talk about this a lot because it's an issue, and not that virtually nobody talks about this on the radio. The sports and fitness industry found that only 40% of boys and 35% of girls were involved in youth sports in 2023. That's a decline. And for the first time ever, high school sports participation has gone down. Lowest point since 2007. Why? My feeling is because we're getting kids involved in youth sports at such young ages, by the time they're hitting 8th, 9th, 10th grade, they're burned out of it. It's not fun anymore. I started the show by sharing, I've got a 9-year-old young man that I started seeing who is totally stressed out about soccer practice. He's having trouble sleeping because he's worrying that he's not going to get to start. He's not going to get to play that much because he's not playing as well as he wants in practice. So now he's under so much stress. The parents have him on medication, which I think we're talking about not doing that. Okay. And learning some other ways to relax and calm himself down. But they're so worried about him. And I'm hearing this more and more now in 2024. I'm in my 43rd year of work. I never heard this stuff for the first 20 years I worked. The only young kids I had two young kids that came into my office because they were so upset about KU losing that they were not handling it well. That was about 20 years ago, about the KU basketball team not losing. Two different kids, two different years. But I didn't have young kids come in stressed out. I had some young kids come in and talk about focusing and having fun and playing. So as a parent, I want to get your thought. I'd like to hear from a coach. Are we starting kids in youth sports at too young of an age? Our phone number is 913-3810-810. You know, if you're a youth sport coach, you're probably getting paid to coach, unless you're volunteering. But if you're in some kind of organized club or an activity, you're probably getting paid to do it, and good for you. And if you are, what are you emphasizing with these kids? Has fun. And I really, really mean this. Has fun gone out the window at age 9 and 10 and winning taken over? Nobody's on the line now. We've had some good calls. I want to get some more in here. 913-3810-810. If you're a parent, what do you think? Have you sat and thought about maybe we need to take a break?
you know, maybe we need to take a week off of practice. Has that ever popped up in your mind? Because I'm sure it probably has. There are days when you're like, you know what? We're not going to go to practice. And then, of course, you've got to explain to the coach why you're not there. But maybe it's because your 10-year-old is not having fun. I remember several years ago, he was 11. 11-year-old boy in June had already played 40 baseball games. 40. He didn't want to play anymore. Told his mom, I don't want to play. They live by a lake. He goes, Mom, I just want to go fishing. I don't want to go to baseball. And the mom said, Dr. Jacobs, what should I do? I said, well, why does he want to go? Well, because the coach wants him to go to two more tournaments. Out of town. Were they on the schedule? No, but because the teams play well, he wants to take them to Oklahoma. I said, don't go. They weren't on the schedule. He didn't want to play anymore. He wants to go fish. He's had enough. He's 11. I mean, you signed up for certain things. You need to fulfill the commitment, but this is extra stuff. Don't do it. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's see what Brad has to say. Brad, good morning, Dr. Jacobs. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Jacobs. How are you today?
Good. Get your thoughts.
You probably recognize.
Well, this is Brad Sweeten, who is a good friend, calls the show a lot, and has great comments. So, Brad, thanks for calling in. Let me get your thoughts on this.
Thanks for taking my call. My comment is, I think it's all caused by the parents and the coach. A kid will rarely quit on their own until they reach that breaking point. And I believe the pressure put on by parents or a coach finally reaches that kid to the breaking point.
So what is it that gets them there? What is the breaking point? Why does that happen from your perspective? You've been a high school athletic director. You're involved with high school athletics a lot. You tell me.
I think it's just the pressure of everything else going on. You know, a kid has pressure of grades, pressure of peers. A lot of kids quit because their peers aren't in that sport. I think that's why it's important to try to encompass everybody that you can into that sport, and then the kid has their peer group there. But, you know, I've seen kids quit because so-and-so's not playing, or they got other things to do. I mean, there's just so many ways that kids pulled today.
Well, let me ask you this question. I brought it up before. When's the last time, Brad, you drove past a school or a playground and saw a bunch of kids out there playing without parent and being an organized practice or parents telling them what to do?
Oh, about every day. I see that at my school every day.
You see kids out there playing without parents?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Why? Why is that?
Because that's when it's fun. When you're playing with your peers and there's, you know, there's not the pressure to win. Just go out there and let's go out and shoot around. Let's go out, you know, just play catch with the ball, play a game of kickball. An organized game of kickball with kids, probably the most fun you ever have.
Well,
The most fun I ever had in football was playing football with a group of kids in the middle of in the island on Paseo, going up and down Paseo. So,
well, I'm glad you see that, though, because I don't see that anymore. I don't see groups of kids. I drive by schools on my way to work every day and home, and there's a park, and I never see groups of kids out there playing. They're always at organized practices. So I'm glad you see it.
Well, I'm around more elementary kids now than I am, you know, where I used to be around high school kids. So,
well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Listen, we got to go to our break here. But I first of all,
yes, sir.
Your name is Brad Sweeten. You have tremendous insight into this whole area of sports. And you also send out an email all the time. You want to share what that is, Brad?
I share out a positive coaching, positive teaching email every day that sometimes I need help getting my mindset to take on the day. And I try to influence other people to have a positive message every day.
So if people want to sign up for that, how can they get a hold of it?
You can email me at bsweeten59@gmail.com, and we'll get them right on the list.
Well, hopefully you'll get a bunch of people signed up because it's very, very impactful and positive, and I want to thank you for what you do. So
I appreciate your time, Doctor.
Well, thanks for calling in, as always.
Every Sunday. Yes,
well,
sir.
Thank you, sir. You take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, bye.
That frees up our lines here at 913-3810-810. Give me a call and let's talk. We're on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hello again, everyone. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and we're on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. You know, I'm here every Sunday talking about the world of sports. Today's topic is this. I'm bringing up the whole issue of youth sports. And there's studies that are coming out now showing there's a lack of the participation of youth sports that's gone down. High school participation has gone down to its lowest rate since 2007. And I'm just bringing up issues about that. Phone number is 913-3810-810. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Tony. Tony, good morning. Dr. Jacobs, how are you doing?
Good. Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
So, yeah, I listen to your program occasionally on Sunday mornings. I think it's a great program just to give different perspectives of what's going on in the community. And
thank you.
I'm actually a physical therapist, so I see more adults that are injured.
I'm sorry, you just broke up. You're what?
Oh, I apologize. I'm a physical therapist.
Okay.
Therapist. So I work with people doing exercises and so forth. But I just was calling in on the last gentleman that was on the show, and he said a comment that, to be frank, I didn't really appreciate. He said that the kids shouldn't be friends with kids that aren't playing sports. So I think sometimes that can create some of the cliques and the bullying and some of the other things for kids that are not involved in athletics. So I just wanted to call just to throw in that different perspective from what the last gentleman just commented.
Okay. Why do you disagree with that? Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, again, when the kids get to high school and so forth, there's strong cliques, and so there's the athletes and the cheerleaders and the nerds and the whatever. My kids were bullied in school. And so I didn't appreciate that. I was an athlete myself, but my kids didn't care for athletics. That was just not their thing. And so there's so much bullying that goes on. Even though they say these schools are no bully zones, they are definitely bully zones. And so we create these cliques. And so I get it. Maybe from a coach's standpoint, we want to create unity. And the kids are friends with other kids on the baseball team, the basketball teams and such. But it's the last gentleman said, the Sweeten guy, he outright said the kids should not be friends with kids that aren't in athletics. We're just creating a divide.
Okay.
That's not right.
Well, I know him, and I think, first of all, I think what he has I mentioned his email comes out. It's a very positive thing. He's a very positive
right.
guy.
Right.
I think it's important for, you know, everybody. It doesn't matter what you do. If you're in the arts, you're in sports, you're in debate, you're in music. Yeah, you develop cliques with those kids because that's what you have in common. But there's nothing wrong in becoming friendly with everybody else. I think it's better to be that way. It's just like society. You know, I think it doesn't matter what your religion is, what your color is, what your sex is, whatever. I think it's good to be friendly with everybody. I mean,
right.
You're going to have disagreements with people. That's just part of life.
Right. So, I appreciate your show. I just thrown in that small comment because I just like to throw that out there that athletics is wonderful, and if the kids want to participate, and we're exercising and teaching them social skills, there's so many benefits that come out of it, but we need to be cautious, like he just said, with this attitude, like, hey, we're not going to be friends with kids that are not in athletics.
Let me ask you, you're a physical therapist, so let me ask this question. Are you seeing younger and younger kids coming in for treatment?
I don't deal with that population
okay.
so much. I see adults, mostly. I see middle-aged 30-year-olds to 60-year-olds for the most part.
Okay, because I'm getting younger and younger kids coming into my office now with the stress of playing sports. Like I said, I have a 9-year-old who's playing soccer who can't sleep.
Right.
And I know there are more and more younger athletes, especially in baseball, with lots more shoulder and arm injuries at younger and younger ages. Their kids having Tommy John surgery at 13 or 14 years of age.
Right.
Because they've been throwing fastballs, which they shouldn't be doing, according to a lot of the studies. So I don't know if you've seen that or not, but like you said, you're dealing more with adults, but I'm sure you probably hear stuff about that.
Correct. Yeah, and it's like so many things in our society right now. Everybody's just on a push for production and statistics and numbers and money. And so, I mean, it's from adults to youth. I mean, we just have too much of a push in society, in every aspect of society right now, just for, instead of just people just enjoying their employment. You know, everybody goes to work and they're stressed out, and it's production, be it youth sports or be it adults in their workplace.
Yeah, I'm going to go play golf later today. It was the first time I played since November with the group I play with. And, you know, I just hit balls yesterday for the first time. And my goal is I just want to just go out and have some fun.
Right.
I'm not going out to kick everybody's butt. Now, when I'm on the putting green, I want to beat everybody because that's what I'm good at. But the rest of it, I'm just like, heck, I just want to go hit the ball. And,
right.
You know, and like I said, you get to a point in life where I don't think that there are always people that are going to want to win at age 90. But I think as you get older, it's just the enjoyment of participation and having fun with it. And I think if we spent more time with younger kids about the emphasis on having fun than having to win, I think they'd stay in it longer. But that's just my thought. So,
correct.
Tony, thanks for your call this morning. I appreciate
it.
Thank you. All right, that frees up our lines here, 913-3810-810. Covello hasn't had a chance to jump in. We had so many callers. So, Covello, let me get your thoughts on this because you've got some girls in your house. Let me get your thoughts on all this topic today.
All right, so, yeah, so girls from 12, 9, and 7. So
you're not busy.
Oh, I'm very – too busy. Yeah, even my dog keeps me going. But I believe – so as far as less people playing, less kids playing in, you know, in parks and doing things like that, I think that is kind of the time we're in. I think back in the day, you know, you hear parents and grandparents talk about it. They just, you know, were sent outside and you played stickball and stuff like that. I think there's too much technology as far as tablets, YouTube, TV, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus. I think there's too many things keeping them from going outside and getting sweaty and dirty and smelling like outside. And also, yeah, I think
that's a good point. That's a good point.
No, yeah. So, like, I think I think there's too many things to do. Everything, everybody's overstimulated, from adults to kids, and even with the girls, I believe it's important to keep them going. I don't like a whole bunch of idle time, because idle time is when, you know, you get to try to look at something on YouTube or go out there and make friends with somebody you shouldn't make friends with. So I'm of the belief of, hey, let's keep it going. But communication, you know, and, you know, try to, it's a long-term game. You know, like, you're playing soccer now, but it's not about soccer. It's about adversity. It's about teamwork.
It's about the camaraderie.
It's about camaraderie. It's about starting day one, being at this level, and then the end of the season here. And I think that's what gets muddied, because once again, everybody's busy. Everybody's overstimulated, including the kids. And I think it just trickles down.
Well, that's a great point, and it balances out part of what we're talking about today. Because, see, to me, one of the things that just it just concerns me more and more, and when I read these studies about less kids playing in some of these at the high school level, I think a lot of it's because they're burned out. I know a lot of kids quit because they start at such young ages. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong in playing youth sports, and I don't want people to get the opinion I'm against it. But my point is, it should be about having fun and learning skills, and I don't think winning and losing should matter to you 12 or 13. You know, you've got these kids on these traveling teams at 8 and 9 years of age traveling all over the place playing baseball and basketball. I mean, I just don't.
I personally think it's healthy, because, you know, like, pressure, you know, like, you go back to pioneer times when a kid was 8 years old. Hey, you need to help us stay alive.
Well, that's, yeah.
You know what I mean? So today, you know, yeah, I think people have less pressure, less things that they have to worry about. So I think it's good to put the pressure on.
Well, in terms of being alive, yes. I mean, in the pioneer days, you had the stress of being alive and not having a wild animal come and kill you out on the
yeah.
prairie. But and I know there are people that listen to podcasts in small towns, small communities, and you have to take your team to another community to play because there's nobody else to play. That's
yeah.
I get that. You know, as far as there aren't enough teams in the small town of my wife's family lives in a town in Iowa that's
I think there's, it's like 1,500 people in that town.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, and her grandkids play everything. And well, they're my grandkids, too. So they play all these sports, and they have to go to Cedar Rapids or other, you know, bigger towns to play.
Yeah.
Okay, because there isn't enough competition. So I get that. But I think the bottom line with this whole topic is this. As a parent, you're the one in charge. It comes down to you. And you know your kids better than coaches do, better than teachers do. At least you should. And I think you need to understand, when they're playing, they're involved in a sport activity, is it fun? Are they enjoying themselves? If they're not, it could be music, it could be the arts, it could be debate, whatever. It could be ballet. If they're not enjoying it anymore, why? You need to sit down and talk with them, ask them, are you having fun? Are you learning things? Are you enjoying the coach, enjoying the teammates? Are you enjoying what you're doing? If they're not enjoying it, now don't sit there and think, I think you should just quit. Because once you start something, you should finish it. But if it's becoming detrimental, maybe you need to, there's negative stuff going on, you need to take a break. Maybe you skip a practice once in a while. Tell the coach, hey, you know, my daughter's stressed out. She's not sleeping. We're going to take a break for a couple days. And the coach may not like it, but it's like it may be in your child's best interest mentally, psychologically, to do that.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Cavell?
No, I agree. We've talked almost at great lengths about my coming up, and I think a lot of it is what kind of made me, is all the adversity that I kind of had to go through. So I'd like to replicate that. I'd like to replicate that in the girls to keep them focused, but communicate along the way. I think that's what's important, you know, because I coached soccer last year. And I'm going to be coaching soccer this year. But this last season with the 9-year-old, you know, she would say stuff like, well, I didn't know you were going to be at every practice. I didn't know you were going to be, you know. So I'm like, do you want me to coach or do you not coach? But if I don't coach, that doesn't mean you get to go out there and do whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I use sports to help raise.
The whole purpose of today's topic was this, to bring up the issue of if you're a parent or you're a coach with the kids you're parenting, your kids that you have or the kids you're coaching, just are they having fun?
Well, and see,
because youth sports should be fun. I mean, I'm not saying it's always that way, but it's the premise behind the foundation should be about having fun.
Well, and like I said, I blame parents more than I blame the sports.
Well, the parents are the ones in control, ultimately. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Hope you enjoyed our show. You can get a hold of me several ways. My website is winnersunlimited.com. Check out everything on there. I have relaxation and visualization exercises for kids who are stressed out. My email is drj@winnersunlimited.com. My phone number at my office is 816-561-5556. Our podcasts are everywhere. I also do a Facebook Live show every Tuesday night from 7 to 7:30 Central Time. Tune in on that. Interview coaches, parents, athletes about success and failure. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week here on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB.